Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Better jump into these birthdays real quick. Brought to you by Men's Aroma Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hello, gentlemen. It's my son Alex's 14th birthday today. He is sweet, funny, and oh so smart. Gonna get a fart montage, some dad jokes for Miles, and maybe Coach Ted telling him how to survive these last couple of months of middle school. Thanks so much, guys. Lots of love. That from Mindy.
Just so wet.
All right.
That's why they don't wear underwear, man.
Is that the beaver one?
No, the beaver's the little bubbles.
No, yeah. That one's the wet one's the elephant. That's why it's so loose.
Got that big butt. Got that big elephant butt.
Guys, my wife asked me, do you think our kids are spoiled?
Oh, yeah?
I said, no, they just smell like that. What follows Taco Tuesday? What follows Taco Tuesday?
Wing Wednesday.
Wipe Wednesday. Why do cows have hooves and not feet? Why do cows have hooves and not feet?
I don't know.
Because they lack toes.
Okay. All right.
All right. First of all, happy birthday. 14. Now listen. It's the end of the... It's getting towards the end of the year. All right, kids, not just him from his birthday. Everybody listen to me. You got, month and a half left?
Something like
that. Right, we're getting around the corner, but trust me, your teachers are just as tired of you. They're kind of getting bummed out, too. So maybe flip the script. Be nice to the teachers. Don't wow out with that one kid in class who's going crazy. He might get expelled by the rest of the year. Be a little nicer to the teachers. Maybe they'll put on a video or something. I don't know. But other than that, you'll be done soon. Then you'll be on to high school.
I will say this, my son is the same age, it's his last 8th grade year before high school, so what I will say, what seems to have brought him peace in these last few weeks of middle school is to not give a flying F. That's basically, He's like, look man, my grades are good enough, I will get out of there, and Ted is right. The teachers can't wait for you to leave as well. Like, this is, you don't realize it. You guys are lock and step. Well, they want
depends
you to
on
leave.
The next class coming up.
Well, they don't know they're missing it until they get the next class.
Guys, it's my friend Adam's birthday. He's 21 today. Can he get a Your Penis Is Too Small, some turtle sex, and the dirty Germans telling him how awesome your 20s can be?
Your penis is too small.
Yeah, your 20s will be excellent because you'll be making that noise a lot. Pretty much as you want with all the stamina. And most of the people you are with, their bodies are still tight and look good. You'll have sex with the lights on.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about how good they can be, because they will be awesome. So you might do some cooler stuff when you're older, but so I don't know. Go to the nightclub.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, wishing a huge happy birthday to the fabulous Miss Alicia, celebrating at Emory's. Could the Dirty Germans please instruct her on how to properly celebrate her big day with nothing but herself and her immortal cat, Rascal? And to wrap it up, can Cocaine Ted remind her to only ski on slopes named 13 Coins or Red Rocks from her ex-prego roommate, Shay, that finally learned to recycle the Pacific Northwest way? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, listen, if you're spending your birthday alone with just your cat, that is a sad birthday. I hate to say this. What you should do is invite over the Dirty Germans. We will teach your cat within 15 minutes how to run a video camera, and we will make memories.
Yeah, so with the cats there as well, it seems like we're getting all the...
Yeah, two for one.
All right, listen, it's your birthday, you're going out skiing. First of all, you need to prepare that cat, all right? When you come home all wrecked up, he's going to be like, what's going on? That's when you hook him up. Fresh can of tuna, fresh milk, and then you both do coke till you see the sunrise.
You want to give a shout-out to your nephew?
Oh, yeah, CJ. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Well, I texted him earlier. Mm-hmm. He's 21. I think he's going to try this beer stuff.
Okay.
The first one.
The first
man,
one.
Oh, man.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweine.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Fly.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, though, out of those three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Let's just get to it, all right? So they say you shouldn't eat yellow snow, but don't eat yellow water either. The owner of a mustard company in New Hampshire was caught, quote, secretly pumping pollutants into a river. The company, if you're wondering, is Old Dutch Mustard. So 60-year-old Charles Santish, he concocted a scheme where they extended an underground pipe to dump dirty water in this, the Sohegan River to save money on shipping the water out. And it happened for 6 years. And employees were ordered to follow along with it or risk losing their jobs. So basically he said, I know what I'm doing is illegal. If you tell anyone, I'm going to fire you. Well, he was sentenced to 18 months in prison, and the company has to pay $1.5 million for violating the Clean Water Act. It's unclear what was in the water, but it did cause environmental harm, so it's likely it wasn't just mustard, and that is the problem. Hmm. It's like you're pumping the mustard byproduct, and again, it's not because you failed an inspection. This was an intentional act, and then your employees are under threat of being fired if they say, hey, maybe we shouldn't do that. Now we have a woman, I believe this is in India, but a woman, she struck a daycare worker in the face with a poop-soiled diaper after suspecting child abuse. Well, she was sentenced to 6 months in prison by an appellate court. Side note, there was no child abuse. But as the story goes, the woman was convicted of hitting the 53-year-old daycare teacher in the face with a child's soiled diaper in the bathroom of a hospital room. The teacher actually suffered injuries requiring 2 weeks of treatment. So she doesn't get hit with the diaper. There's a whole lot of impact behind it. Now, at the time, the defendant was staying at the hospital with her second child, who was receiving treatment. She'd been harboring suspicions of abuse after her 2-year-old son was injured at the daycare, because apparently she does not know how 2-year-old children act. Anyway, the assault took place after a heated conversation with the teacher who had visited the hospital with the head of the daycare center. Now, in its ruling, the court said, quote, whether the act was planned or impulsive, deliberately smearing filth in someone's face is clearly intended to humiliate the victim, as judged by common social standards. Even now, a significant amount of time after the incident, the victim continues to suffer from psychological trauma severe enough to prevent her from returning to work as a child care teacher. Now, taking into account the victim's suffering, the court ruled that the original sentence was excessively light. The court further noted that this was not a simple case of throwing a diaper, saying, quote, the defendant rubbed the diaper into the victim's face to the point where her glasses broke. The feces smeared her face, hair, clothing, and lenses. The nature of the crime is particularly egregious. And the court added that even while the investigation was ongoing, the woman filed multiple child abuse complaints against the teacher, all of which were dismissed. So she suspected child abuse because her 2-year-old was injured at daycare. I've had 2-year-olds. They're going to hurt themselves at daycare.
Yep.
It's what they do. And finally, a University of Wisconsin-Madison employee, he attempted to poison a coworker that he resented. So 41-year-old Makoto Kuroda, he's a staff scientist at the Influenza Research Institute at the school's veterinary medicine school. He's facing felony charges for recklessly endangering safety and tampering with a household product with the intent to kill or injure or endanger someone's health. So the co-worker that was poisoned noticed that the water bottle had a strange odor and a bad taste when he took a drink from it. He also told authorities that his shoes smelled like chloroform, which is a common research chemical. Well, Kuroda, the suspect, he admitted to putting chemicals in the co-worker's shoes and water bottle to both the co-worker and the supervisor. Now, according to a criminal complaint, Kuroda told police he acted because he felt the co-worker had been disrespectful toward him. It was not following lab rules. It told authorities he'd been working with a co-worker for about 5 years. And while they were initially friends, Kuroda said to police that he became upset because he believed his co-worker's attitude toward him changed after receiving a promotion, and he began to wish something bad would happen to him about a year ago. So he used ChatGPT multiple times to look up harmful amounts of something I can't pronounce and something else I can't pronounce in humans and animals, resulting in warning pop-ups from the website. So even though he's a ChatGTP, like, how do I kill someone? Even chat was like, red flag, bro. Anyway, he put 5 microliters of something I can't pronounce mixed with the other thing I can't pronounce, which are common research chemicals, into his co-worker's half-drink water bottle and about 1.5 microliters of chloroform into the co-worker's shoe.
Wow.
Yeah, chloroform, in case you're wondering, aside from kidnapping someone in the movies, it can cause liver and kidney damage as well as death at high exposure levels. This according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Okay.
So those are your stories.
Seems kind of... The Wisconsin one's the worst, right? Try to kill a guy.
He tried, but he didn't.
Correct.
Yeah, but he's still... It's the attempt. It's what this guy wanted to do. So I'm going to say he's the worst. Now I'm stuck. I don't know if that's drinking water where the guy pumped all the crap into the river, how that affected the community, That's a lot of different people that could be affected by that water.
Yeah, and I, like, to your point, I don't know if it's part of the water table or whatever. Yeah,
a million some dollar fine.
1.5, yeah.
Obviously, the guy messed up pretty bad.
Knowingly.
But I would also say, I think there's a lot of giant companies that do it and kind of get away with it.
They absolutely
do. He's got a smaller one. So just out of these three, to me, he's like, sucks the least.
Okay.
But smearing the poop. Like, to the point of,
that
like...
I just thought she threw it. Then when you read the story, I'm like, damn, man.
Right, that's really the fact there where I was like,
but to
that
be
is
fair,
awful.
In that woman's defense, even though she was wrong, she did that because she thought her other child was being abused. Right? And if I honestly believe that to be true, I don't know that my actions would be much different. The problem for her is, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But she did have a belief behind it.
Correct. Debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, Child of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to the Men's Room.